If I was told that I could go anywhere in the world, I could not just pick one place. There's so many different countries that I want to discover. Students here at Bluffton can decide if they want to go on a cross-cultural experience. However, for some students, being here in the United States is their cross-cultural experience. So I'm going to do some research by asking some of my friends what it is like being an international student. This is Nicole Santafanti with 96.1 The Wit, here to bring you the podcast International Affairs. Two of Bluffton's international students are Chani Huang and Arena Jari. Chani is from South Korea. She is a junior, majoring in business administration and accounting. Arena is a senior. She is from Albania, and she is also studying business administration. So why did you want to study in the United States?
So one day I came back to my work, and then I was watching TV, and then suddenly there was something movie, Indian movie, someone, like an old woman studying English, and then I was thinking, what am I doing here? I cannot see another future. So I said, oh, maybe I need to study English, and then I can improve my life better. So I told my dad, and then he talked to his one of friends, and then actually that friend graduated in Heston, Kansas. So he told my dad, maybe it's better, like, let your daughter study another major in the U.S., another major. So I said, oh, we argued a lot, and then I ended up came to here. But I think it was a good choice.
Education, I've always seen education as the opportunity to have a better life. And especially in Albania and growing up, I saw education as a way of supporting myself and being independent. I was really happy to find out that I could come to study in the United States. I went to English-speaking high school that through their program, we could come and study in the United States. So I worked really hard in high school, and it was kind of a dream coming here. So yeah, just a better education generally and supporting myself.
And how did you end up at Bluffton University?
Main thing, I chose Bluffton because it was sister school of Heston, and they can transfer a lot of credits. And also I thought about it will be better to choose a small school so I can get more help, because I think my English is not that perfect. So I want more help, and then I really hope teacher can make me focus on studying better. Also, they really concerned about it, so I chose here.
It's a process. So I first went to Heston College. Heston College is a two-year university in Heston, Kansas, which I heard from one of my teachers back home in my high school. Most of our teachers were Mennonite, and they were serving in Albania. So they told me about Heston. I went to Heston and had a great experience. But after 2 years, I had to transfer. And so since Heston is a Mennonite college, and then Bluffton is a Mennonite university as well, I visited a numbers universities around, and including all the Mennonite universities, and chose to come to Bluffton.
How have you adjusted?
I never thought about it will be different. It's just different because you don't know how to speak their language, and then you don't know their lifestyle. So I just try to make friends, like American friends, because I'm in the U.S. And then I talk to them, even like a teacher or hall director. Like when I was in Heston, it was, we say, residential director. So I talk to them a lot. Especially sometimes counselor, like a school counselor, they are really good. If I'm just stressed out, I just talk to them, and then they will tell me like what to do or like relax. And then I talk to them, and then makes myself adjusting myself very well, because I can talk to someone and then they listen.
What advice do you have for other international students who attend Bluffton?
Maybe you will think you are so lonely, you are not with your family or your friends from high school. But actually, anyway, you need to have that distance in the future at some point. So you really need to used to it, and then actually it's not that bad at all. You have friends here. Yeah, I think it's okay.
My advice would be to be open. I've seen my opportunity to come and study abroad as a way to discover myself. And yeah, just be open to new experiences. It can be hard and it can be scary. Sometimes you are not going to know what you're doing. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're left out. And it's not necessarily because people don't want you, but it's because there's going to be a lot of differences between you and the people around you. But don't let those differences define relationships, and try to find commonalities and work through those. Differences are beautiful. I think through those, it's what sparks up conversation and new relationships and adventure. Yeah, so definitely be open.
What would you tell Bluffton students who want to study abroad?
I definitely recommend everyone go to other country, because when you go there and then come back, you will realize who was not, who never been another country. If you talk with those people, it's really different. Their thinking and then what is your thinking, even though sometimes maybe it will be really offensive with your opinion, but it makes your view about world super like expand a lot, super big. So first time I went to China, and then I came back, and then I met my friends from high school. It was during the like a winter break, but I was thinking their world and then my world of view super different. So it's kind of frustrating, but also I'm happy to meet those people. But I realize it's really good. If you have any chance to go outside and then you can learn, I definitely recommend, strongly recommend you should go to outside and then learn other country and then their thinking, and then make your opinion and other thing like expand, like growing your mind.
I would say once you're out there, once you're somewhere else, embrace someone like the other culture wherever you are, but don't forget about your own. And I know that someone from the United States would have a hard time identifying their culture, but I do feel like everyone has their own culture, like their family or like wherever their community. Don't forget those, because and I did that, and forgetting the way how you grew up, things that make you, like the way how you grew, might cause identity losses. Like immersing in someone's culture, it's great, but just try to remember your own culture, and don't be ashamed of it. And yeah, because that's you still.
After talking to my international friends, I think I have a better idea on what being an international student is like. I know I'm only a first year, but I should start figuring out how an international program will fit into my schedule, or more so, which international program will fit into my schedule. This has been Nicole Santafanti with 96.1 The Wit, and thank you for listening to the podcast, International Affairs.